then you only have to go a little. Someone else is not here? Let's look now at the continuation of the Gemara about Chok Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's look over the Mishnah for a second. I'll read from the Mishnah, I'll read the Gemara. The second part of the Mishnah, for the first, you know, we've been focusing on the Gemara commenting the first part of the Mishnah, but there's a second part of the Mishnah. If you look on Chok Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines down or five lines down. So, Oun Amar Rabbi Eliezer. The first din of Rabbi Eliezer was his din of Yud Dalet Sudas, right? That we spoke about. Right? But now the Gemara has another point. Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had another teaching, okay? Namely, Mi Shol Ochal Leila Yom Tov Harishon Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Achron Shol Chag. Rabbi Eliezer says if somebody, for whatever the reason, did not eat on the first night of Yom Tov, Leila Yom Tov Harishon, that's how we're going to read it right now. Someone didn't eat the Sudas, for whatever the reason. Okay, the first night, so he has to be mashlim. He makes it up on the last night of Yom Tov. We call that Shmini Atzeres, right? Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So Yashlim, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi said the last Rashi of the Mishnah, Yashlim Sudosu Zos B'Yom Tov Achron B'Shmini Atzeres. And Rashi says, Avo Pi Shein Abasuke. Rashi is alerted right away in 1 second. You're doing a makeup, and it's not in the Sukkah. You miss the meal in the sukkah, and you make not in the sukkah, because Shmini Atzeres, again, leaving out our practice in Chutz La'aretz, many people eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it's true. Let's assume an Eretz Yisrael for a second on a Daraisa level. Okay, Shmini Atzeres, there's no sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi alerts us to the fact, it's a little bit funny, that you're making up a missed sukkah meal, a missed meal that was supposed to be eaten in the sukkah, by having a meal on the Shmini Atzeres, not in the sukkah. But the Gemara Rashi says, over Gemara Parachal, the Gemara will ask about it. Okay, Rashi just gives you a preview of coming attractions. Okay, the Gemara is going to deal with it, but that's the Mishnah. And the Chachamim disagree again with the Belez. Chachamim ein l'davar tashlumin. No, there's no such thing as tashlumin. You can't make up a missed mitzvah. You missed the meal in the sukkah. Therefore, after sukkah is over, you have a meal somewhere else, not in the sukkah. Okay, ein l'davar tashlumin. You can't. You missed it. Okay, that's the way it goes. You missed it. Ein l'davar tashlumin. Valzen emar. That's a pasuk in Koheles, which says sometimes mistakes can't be fixed and something missing can't be filled in. So sometimes, you don't have to do about it. That's the way it goes. Okay? So, I don't know, I think I mentioned when we first learned the Mishnah. If a person didn't hear the Kiyah Shofar or Shoshana, so we don't tell him the following week he'll blow the Shofar. It's meaningless. If I have to, he wants to, he can, but doesn't have any halakhic import. Because the mitzvah was on Rosh Hashanah. He didn't hear Shofar Rosh Hashanah. There's no makeup for it. Okay, you missed it. So that's what the Chacham is saying. Rabbi Eliezer said not. Rabbi Eliezer says you make it up. So now let's turn to the Gemara. Okay, a little further down in the smack in the middle of the page, the Gemara on this mission. So I'm going to read God's order, Rabbi Eliezer. What do we got?
Ba'am Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Asar, Sugos, Chaybot, Lech, Musubda, Achas, Diyam, Bakas, Lagam.
Question mark. So what's the question?
According to Rashi, at least.
Okay, good.
That it's going to be, there's an issue about Hasid.
Yeah, in other words, the Gemara's question before getting to Rashi is, 1 second, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you miss eating the sukkah on the first night, you can make it up the night after Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, he's the one who said you have to have 14 meals where? In the sukkah. So the implied question is, how is a meal outside the sukkah count as a makeup? Even if it's something you can make it up, but how are you eating outside the sukkah? That's the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Go ahead. V'homer v'lezer. You see it? Yeah. You
don't. Yeah. Given the Yom Akron Lobos of Yosef, since we don't eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, then Yoshabal Shei Mitzvah over Al Tosif. And if you do sit there and you want to make up the meal in the sukkah, then you're over Al Tosif, so you're stuck. Because Mayash Lavan the sukkah, Ikah.
Yeah. So really two problems. One problem is you don't eat in the sukkah. And then right now you don't eat the sukkah, you shouldn't eat in the sukkah. It's two things. In other words, how do you have a makeup for a missed sukkah meal by not eating the sukkah? And not only that, but it's an even bigger problem. Because if you go ahead and say, okay, well, you're right, you know, God might answer, okay, ordinarily, I don't eat in the sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres, it's true. But since I'm making up for a missed sukkah, I can, no, you can't do that, says Rashi. Says Rashi, about Tosif problem. Right? Sukkah is Basukah Teshu, Shiva's Yamin. Now Shmini Atzeres is already by definition. Yom HaShmini. So the eighth day. So the Baal Tos, we're adding on to a mitzvah. Right? So that's what Rashi says over here. So I don't understand Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara. Well, what are you talking about? Rabbi Elazar is dafka, the one who says you have to have 14 meals in the sukkah every day, once a night, once in a day. Okay, and there's a meal that have to be in the sukkah. He's dafka, the one who says you can't get out of it by eating things that you don't require sukkah. So Rabbi Elazar is dafka, the one who says there's a bona fide chiyuv to eat every day in the sukkah, twice a day. So obviously the makeup should also be in the sukkah. But here's Shmiat Teres. How are you making it up? It's not in the sukkah. Not only you're not going to be eating the sukkah, you're not supposed to eat this. You're not allowed to eat the sukkah on Shmiat Teres because it's a problem of Baal Tosef. Right? That's the way the Rashi learns. Correct. That's the question. So answer the Gemara.
Amar Birda, Amar Ami, because of our relation.
Period. Yeah. Rashi.
So Rashi says.
Before that, Amar Bira.
Amar Bira Shimcha.
That's the name of a person. Amar Bira. There are certain people who are quoted in the Gemara very infrequently. I'm not sure, you can probably do a search. I don't know if Bira is quoted elsewhere or not, but certainly not quoted commonly. As when the Gemara gives the name Amar Rava, and Rashi does not say, oh, Rava is the name of one of the Amorim. We know that, right? Rav Abaye, I don't think you can turn three pages in any sefer without coming across Rav Abaye, right? I'm saying most of the people are familiar with, but when you ever have a strange name that we don't know what it means, right? And it's not even that, but it's not a name like Shimon or Yehuda or something like that. You know it's a name. Bira, so Rashi, that was his name? Okay, so Amar Bira. I think that they said from the Ragachava Gaon that every sefer has, again, I don't know, I didn't do a search. Bira comes up anywhere else. At the name of a Chacham, but every Masechta supposedly had somebody who was not in any other Masechta. In the early 1900s, around 1903 or something like that, somebody published what he claimed was the, I mentioned yesterday, they claimed was the Chuvas HaRosh. So there was an even more famous forgery in recent Jewish history. In the decade of the 1900s, 1903, 1904, something like that, a fellow, also a very smart guy, I don't know if he was a great Talmud Chacham or not, but he published what he claimed was the Yerushalmi on Seder Kodshim. If you look in the Yerushalmi, there's no Yerushalmi, any of the Masechtas in Kodshim. There is no Yerushalmi. So the question was lost. Whatever happened, and he claimed he found the manuscript, the long lost Yerushalmi on Kodshim. On Zohar, different Masechtas in Kodshim. So there was a whole hullabaloo, all that the Gedolim looked at it, is it real, is it not real, apparently Chofetz Chaim himself was very taken, he thought, he was very excited about it. The Maharsham was excited about it. He actually wrote a parish on it. And it turns out that it wasn't. What he did was very clever. He took things from other places in the Yerushalmi and just put it under a kodesh. He put it in as it matched with the mission. The mission is the same mission that Babylon is in the Yerushalmi, more or less. Right? The words here and there are different, but by and large. So he put in quotation from other Yerushalmi. So they say, that's why I passed it off as a real, it had the style of a regular Gemara, because they were actual Gemaras. They just put it, like for example, you can buy today, I have at home a Gemara on Maseches Pirkei Avos, on Maseches Avos. What do you mean a Gemara? Because somebody was Melakeh all the places throughout the Shas where they quote things from Pirkei Avos, they put it in on that Mishnah. You follow? So it looks, it reads like a Gemara. So this is what this guy named Friedlander did with the Rishama. And he was passing it off, and it was, made money on it, the whole story, the whole scandal. But anyway, so they say that the Ragachover Gong, who had, the phenomenal Bikias, they showed it to him, and in 1 second he said that it's a fake. Because he said that every Masechta has somebody who's not mentioned anywhere else. None of these Masechtas had anybody that wasn't mentioned anywhere else. That's how he's tipped off. Okay, I don't know if it's a true story or not, but Ragachover had that kind of genius. I don't know if Bira is that person, but anyway, Amar Bira Shem Chochia. So what does he say? Go ahead.
Chazbar Rabbi Elazar Eitzel Chachamim Lomar Shein Davar Kisto. There's really no sentiment.
It was Chazbar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. This half of the mission is actually that Rabbi Elazar changed his mind. Rabbi Elazar recanted, namely Chazbar Rabbi Elazar Eitzel Chachamim Lomar Shein Davar. He agreed to Chacham that actually what?
Other than the first night,
what he said before, Yudal Tzu is Chavon, wasn't that true? He changed his mind. Chazer Bar, right? He got older, he changed his mind. Chazer Bar, what is it? It's a Chavon Lomar, Shein Lever Kitzer. And therefore, go ahead. Right, that's Rashi Lashitos Obov. Okay, we discussed that already. Doesn't mean you can actually fast or have to eat bread, whatever it means. But Rashi used the same expression as he used above. Right. And Rabbi comes out of Grim to Chavon, that what? That in the first, other than the first night, we have the Gzeres Shavuot, Tesvav, Other than that, taka, you can, you don't have to eat the sukkah. Okay, go ahead.
But on this issue of tashlumim, he still argues at the end, because sabra yishla tashlumim, kemosh yishla tashlumim karbanos, yom rishon af yom tov acharon.
In other words, he still argues the chama on one point. Namely, can you make it up? In other words, Rabbi Elazar is now agreeing, comes to Rabbi Elazar, agrees with the chachamim, that the first night is obligatory, tesro, and the rest of the week is optional. You know, you can fast or whatever exactly that means, but you don't have to eat it soon in the sukkah. Rabbi Elazar agrees, but the machlokas remains regarding tashlumim. Rabbi Elazar says if you miss eating the meal the first night of sukkah, you can make it up at the end. And the chacham said, no, ain't no tashlumin. There's no tashlumin because that pasuk kohelas is applied over here, and so on. That's the sukkah, period. So we'll stop right over here. Okay? So, first of all, what is Rashi telling us at the end there about korbanos? Okay, well, what does he mean to bring up korbanos for? I think it's because offhand, what do you mean tashlumin? You miss the mitzvah, you miss the mitzvah. Okay, and if it wasn't your fault, you won't get in trouble for it. But there's no generally speaking, there's no tashlumin. You can't make up a mitzvah. Like I said before, you missed Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. We don't say, day after Rosh Hashanah, you should hear Kiyah Shofar. It's done. I mean, think about it. By most mitzvahs, if you miss the mitzvah, you missed it, right? So, end of discussion. You didn't take the Lovat Esrog, so you don't take it a week after Sukkot, or even the day after Sukkot. It's not have a meaning. So where does this whole concept of tashlumin come from? The Chachamim seem to be right. I mean, why should Sukkot be different than any other mitzvah? You know, we don't say that it's a makeup. Even Pesach, you have matzah. You don't eat matzah at the Seder. We don't say, oh, if you eat matzah at the Seder, you better eat matzah for lunch the first day of Pesach. No, there's no such thing. The mitzvah is what it has. Oh, so where do we have tashlumin? We have it by tefillah, and we have it by karbonos. We do have, there is a place in halach. We do have tashlumin. Rashi says, we have it by karbonos. Okay? Now, tefillah is b'makom tmidim tikkun. Tefillah is a makeup for, is sort of a replacement for karbonos, right? So we have tefillah by touch, we have tashlumin by tefillah also. Okay? So you can make up, at least one you can make up, right? You can make up, so, and a chanami, so tefillah we do have a makeup for, but those are the exceptions rather than the rule. And Rashi brings up karbonos here because it's specifically, there are certain karbonos that are specific to yantiv of sukkahs, which you can tak and make up on Shmini Atzeres. That's why Rashi brings up tashlumin. There isn't, Rebelez isn't making up this idea of a clear blue sky. Oh, you have tashlumin, you missed sitting in the sukkah on the first night, you can make it up on the eighth night. Really, where do we see something? So I'll tell you where we see it by karbonos. Karbonos is of yantiv. So that's why I printed the sheet. Let's look at the sheet now. Okay? Dvarim, Perek, Tez Zayin, Posek, Tez Zayin, Re'ei. Famous Posek, because the famous Posek is in the davening on yantiv. Shalosh, Pa'amim, Ba'shana. Actually, this Posek appears in slightly different forms elsewhere in the Torah too, but this is the one that's quoted in the davening. Shalosh, Pa'amim, Ba'shana, Ye'roya, Chozer, Chorchas, Pe'eshon, Okechem, Okechem, Asher, Yivchar, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos, Lo Yeira as Pnei Hashem Abreikam. We all know that pasuk, right? Three times a year, you all males have to appear in the Beis Hamikdash, or it's the place Hashem to choose, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos. And then it says, Lo Yeira as Pnei Hashem Abreikam. Don't be seen, don't show up empty-handed. When you come to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you all know that mitzvah, right? Three times a year, every Jew has to go to the Beis Hamikdash. But when you go, you don't show up empty-handed. What does that mean? So Rashi, right there, Chumash, says, in source 4, Rashi, I'm not posting the parashas, Re'ei, Dvarim, Tezayin, Tezayin. V'lo yoresh me'esh re'ekam, Ela, Havei, Olos, Re'ia, V'shalmei, Chagiga. You have to come, not empty-handed, you come with karbonos. Which karbonos? Two categories of karbonos. One is a karbon called Ola, and Olas, Re'ia, Re'ia from seeing, being seen, Shalosh Pam Vashona, Yeroya Kozorcha, you bring a carbon ola, and also Shalmei Chagiga, Shlomim, which are Chagiga, okay, and what you eat. Shalom, you eat the meat. Ola goes entirely on the Mizbeah, right? The ola is completely consumed on the Mizbeah. The Shlomim, you get to eat some of it, right? So those are carbonos you have to bring on each of the own dough, okay? So I want to show you the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, not Tesamal. Mishnah Chagiga Tesam Aleph. The Mishnah says, now the proper time would seem, and the Mishnah tells us, to bring this carbon, these carbons that come to Yerushalayim, is the first day of Yom Tov, when you get there. Right, you come, you have to be there in time for Yom Tov, and you bring the carbon. But the Mishnah says, Mi Shelo Chag B'Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Now, chag here means, it's interesting because the term chag, I'll interrupt myself, the term chag in modern day Hebrew means holiday. Everything is called a chag. Okay? But in rabbinic use, actually, a chag is a day, only a holiday, on which a korban chagiga was brought. Okay? So even though there are songs, Chag Purim, or people who show the Chag Chanukah Sameach, or something, Chag Urim Sameach, they say there's a festival of life, and so on. It's not really, in terms of rabbinic Hebrew, a proper use of the term. Okay? Same thing with Rosh Hashanah Kippur. You know, it's not Chag in the same sense, because strictly speaking, a Chag means when you, it's a day when you bring those special korbanos, korban chagig, and that was only on the Shalosh Regalim. More modern Hebrew, the, you know, I think sometimes they call Yom HaTzur, Chag HaTzmaut. In modern Hebrew, Chag means any holiday. But at a side point, the same word in Arabic, I think it's this time of year now, they go to Mecca, it's called the Hajj. You know, Hajj, H-A-J, and Chag, it's the same, you know, Arabic is very close related to Hebrew. So every, every Muslim is supposed to go, not every year, three times a year, but once in a lifetime, is supposed to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. And millions of, I think at this time, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the laws are, but they call it the Hajj. H-A-J, Chag, it's the same thing, they go, and whatever they do there. But anyway, it's just a side point. But in any event, so the language of the Mishnah, Mishal Chag, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chogeg is called a regular, it doesn't mean here celebrate or observe a holiday. It means to bring the korban. That's what I'm getting at. Okay? The Mishnah says, Mishal Chag, that's why Rashi says, Shalukan Rashi in Tzor 6, Shalo Hevi Chagigoso Yom Rishon Shel Chag. He didn't bring his korban chagiga on the first day of the holidays. That's what the word Chag, the verb, Chag, and that's why it's pronounced it Chag. Right, it's not attached to a noun. It's Chag. Mi shalo Chag. When it comes, we yom to Rishon shel Chag. Whoever did not bring his korban chagiga is right on the first day. Chogeg es kol harego can bring his korban chagiga when? Anytime during the yom tov. The yom tov ha'acharon shel Chag, including Shmitzes. Because again, in the language of the Mishnah, the word Chag with a pata, without any other word attached to it, is which Yom Tov? Sukkos. Sukkos is called Chag. Pesach is called Pesach. Shavuos is called Atzeres. You know, in the language of the rabbinic Hebrew, Mishneiach or Talmudic Hebrew, Atzeres is called Shavuos, and Sukkos is called plain old Chag. Okay. So, reading the Mishnah correctly, whoever didn't bring his Korban Chagig on the first day of Sukkos can bring it kol harego, including Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. Look at Rashi 6. Again, this is Chagiga Tesav and Aleph. Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. The Afal Gav the Regel Bifnei Atzmahu Havi Tashlum in the Rishon. Even though Sukkos Shmini Atzeres, rather, in a certain sense, is its own individual holiday. Shmini Atzeres is a funny day. On the one hand, it's part of Sukkos. On the other hand, it's separate. It's a separate Yom Tov. What's the riot, by the way, for us that it's a separate Yom Tov? I don't know. An obvious riot. So from the night to Shmini Atzeres, when we make Kiddush. Ah, yes. We say Shekhinah on the Shmini Atzeres night. Okay? The last, Shri Shal Pesach, we don't say Shekhinah. Because Shri Shal Pesach is part of Pesach. We already said Shekhinah the first night. All right, we always double. We say the first two nights. That's because we simply replicate on the second day. We did on the first day, Chutzlart. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you say Shekh on the first night of Pesach. That covers the entire Yom Tov of Pesach, including the seventh day. Even though it's Yom Tov, but only Shem Mikodesh and Shem Mikodesh, okay? In Yom Tov, we say we have Yom Tov again the last day. It's Chalamoy in the middle. But then we have Yom Tov the last day of the Pesach. There's no Shekh Yonu in the Kiddush on Shri Shal Pesach. And the Chutzlart, no Shekh on Shri or Shmini, right? The seventh or eighth night. We don't say Shekh. We say just the first two nights. But on Sukkos, we say a new Shekh Yonu on Shmini Atzeres. And by us, again, by us, the day that we call Simchas Torah is really nothing more than the second day of Shmini Atzeres, right? And that's why a lot of people mix this up. But that's why in the davening on Simchas Torah, or in the Kiddush on Simchas Torah, what do we say? It's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres there, right? It's not, there's no Yom Simchas. There's no such thing called Simchas Torah. It's a later institution. So, but then why do we have 2 days of Yom Tov? It's because it's the same way. We always have 2 days of Yom Tov called Torah. But the second day of Yom Tov that we call Simchas Torah is really the second day of Shmini Atzeres. So we say Shechiyano was Torah night also because of the replication of Shmini Atzeres in terms of the davening and the Kiddush. So Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to incorporate other things in Simchas Torah than do Shmini Atzeres. The whole dancing and hakafos and wherever else. But in terms of the pure Yom Tov aspect, the davening and the Kiddush, it's just the second day of Shmini Atzeres. In any event, Shmini Atzeres is in many ways considered a separate yontif. Okay. Nonetheless, habi tashlum and the rishon. It's still a tashlum, so you can bring the sukkahs korban chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, that's what it comes out. So now we put all together. Now we understand what Rashi is telling us. Now we understand the shita of Elazar. The Elazar is saying, you ask, well, what do you mean the guy's not here? But you, where do we see? Where do we have the paradigm that Shmini Atzeres can serve as a tashlumin for the earlier days of Sukkot, or the first day of Sukkot? The Korban Chagiga. You can bring the Korban Chagiga. That's the Mishnah here in Tainus. Not Tainus. The Chagiga. Daftes. Okay, that Mishnah teaches us you can bring the Korban Chagiga of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. But mainly, you can also make up the Mitzvah meal. Again, we still have the problem. What about Bal Tosef? What about the fact that it's on a Sukkah? Okay, we'll have to deal with that. But in terms of conceptually, where you see Tashlumin, so there is a concept of Tashlumin. Shmini Atzeres serving as Tashlumin for the first day. But even Rabbi Elazar would admit that if it's a week later, a week and a half later, whatever, then you can't make it up. Then it's not, but on Shmini Atzeres itself, you can make it up. That's the point. Okay? Everyone's with me so much? Let's just look a little bit. I don't want to spend that much time. Have a look at the Tosis and Chagiga. Tes Amud Aleph. Okay? Tosis on that Gemara. Tosis says, the Gemara Menachem immediately. Are we off? What's wrong? He has the Gemara. I'm sorry, not before I get Tosis. I'm sorry, the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. That was the Mishnah. Now let's look at the Gemara on Chagiga, Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara. Gemara says, Menachem immediately. Where do you see Taka that Shmini Atzeres is eligible to be a day on which you bring the carbon as a makeup for the first day of Sukkot? I said you can do it. The Mishnah said you can do it. Fine, but the Gemara wants to have you know that. Gemara is a Joshua. Amar Yochanan Shmuel Rishmal. Nemar Atzeres Bishri Shal Pesach. Nemar Atzeres Bishri Shal Chag. There are two days, there are two places in the Torah. It's ironic that I said before, in Rabbinic Hebrew, the Mishnah, Atzeres always means Shavuot. But there are two places in the Torah where Atzeres is mentioned, and the word Atzeres is mentioned with regard to Yom Tov. One is Shmini Atzeres. That's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Bayom HaShmini, Atzeres Yelachem. Right? That's a pasuk. In Parshas Re'eh, I should have printed the pasuk, I'm sorry I didn't. But in Parshas Re'eh, when they talk about the Pesach, they say the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Okay? I'm sorry I didn't print the pasuk, I should have. But it's always good to see it on the side. But again, there are two days in the Torah that are called Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres and Parshas Pinchas, the Maftir Baal Shmini Atzeres Yelachem, and the seventh day of Pesach is also called Atzeres. So the Gemara now in Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph makes an equation and says, Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Shal Pesach, V'Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Shal Chag. Malahal Atashum and Afkam Atashum, period. Just like the seventh day of Pesach, this is not a Dereshova Tezvov Tezvov, it's a Dereshova Atzeres at the end of the holiday, it's a Dereshova Atzeres Atzeres. Just like the Atzeres of the end of Pesach, the seventh day can be incorporated, can be included as part of Pesach with regard to Tashlumin. You can bring the Korban Chagiga of Pesach. Again, the Korban Chagiga is not limited to Sukkot, right? The Korban Chagiga is brought on Pesach also. So if you didn't bring it the first day, you can Pesach, you can make it up. Even on the seventh, that Atzeres. See, Atzeres at the end of Sukkot is called Shmini Atzeres. You can also do it, also Tashlumin. Okay? Look in Rashi, so it's A. Menoha Nimili, the Yom Tov Achron Shachag Sukkot Tashlumin Karbonos Sachag Vichidim. So Atzeres Beshri Shal Pesach, he tells you the puzzle. Parshas Kala Bechor, that's Parshas for A. Shei Shesom Tochal Matzos, Roma Shvi Atzeres. Clearly, it's talking about. I think I had the puzzle printed in one of the previous packets, right? Because that was about the 6 and 7 days of matzah. We know it's optional, but anyway, it's called atzeres. So, ma, let's look at the next Rashi. Ma l'shri shol pesach tashlumin l'rishon sharei eno cholok mishlofonav. Just like the seventh day of pesach can be a tashlumin for the beginning, because there's no reason. It's attached. It's part of the same yontif. It's all one big happy yontif, right? It's connected. So that's by pesach for sure. For sure, the Shri Shal Pesach, the Tashlum, the Rishon, because it's all one package. It's all part of the same holiday. So, Shari Enu Cholok Mishal Chodom, it's not divided or separated from the early days. Shmini Atzeres, even though Cholok Mishal Chodom, L'inyan, Pei Zayin, Reish, Kuf, Shamed, Shin, Beis, even though Shmini Atzeres is separate for 6 dinim, rest of Rashi, that's the Zereshava, that it can use the Tashlum. If you're just interested in what that stands for, Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Beis, take a look at this for a moment, I'll interrupt. I didn't put it on because it's a side point, but take a look at Mem Chesed Aleph here in Amud Sefer. Mem Chesed Aleph. Okay? Really, the last word on Mem Zayin Beis. Actually, go over to Memchas and Aleph. See, it says, Shmini, that's the last word on the Mizan base. Shmini, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, is considered independent regel, Le'inyan Pezar Keshav, or Pezar Keshav, what Yeshiva learned and how they pronounce it, doesn't matter. It's a Pezar Keshav. What does that mean? What does that stand for? There was a sixth dinin for which Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate din. So I'm going to quickly look in Rashi, the Machlokas Rashi. It's not our issue now. But Pious Bifnei Atzmo, that's the pay. Okay. Zman Bifnei Atzmo, that's Shechayonu. Okay. Regel Bifnei Atzmo for it's its own holiday, you don't sit in the sukkah, and you don't have, you know, you don't have the sukkah mitzvahs anymore. Right? There's no Lovanesu, there's no sukkah. Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Karban Bifnei Atzmo, Shir Bifnei Atzmo, Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. Again, if you're interested in what that stands for, it's important. Okay, it's important to know. But I don't want to spend the time on it right now. Oh, you know, maybe we may as well look in Rashi to digress a moment. Right. What is Pezer? Look at Rashi. Pezer Kesher would have been Simon who can refer to all those words are a Simon for six things. Pious B'Tzav Shemuchol, Poreh Chag, Lohim Matkilim Pious, Eza Mishma Yaakov, if you should be said, Ahim Akriven, Osan Al Shekol, Choftal Mishmar Shonos, O Mishal Shos, Bohem Chutz Mishtayim, Kanamir Be'achol, O Parah Dishmina, B'Tchilim Efaisin. This has to do with the whole technical point of which Kohanim. You know, you know that there were 24 mishmaros. You know that, right? You know, not every Kohen had to serve in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. You know, it's only Kohanim on hand, especially as generations went when we were Kohen. No, because as generations went on, you don't need so many Kohanim, right? So they divided up the Kohanim into 24 units, 24 mishmaros, 24 families, and the rest of the year you lived wherever you live, once, twice a year, right? 48 to, you know, roughly twice a year, you came, your family was on duty that week, okay? Except for Shoshu Gom. There's so many Jews and so many Karbonis, all hands on deck, all the Kohanim. Anyway, the pious was the lottery that decided who did what. So, without going into further details, right? So Shmini Atzeres, Sukkis had one son. Shmini Atzeres had its own pious, yeah.
Which Kohen did what? Which Mishmar or which Mishmar did what?
What, for the pious? Which Mishmar did what? Okay. Yeah. Zman, that's the pay. Zayim Zman, Levarach Moshechana, we said that one. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Shein Yoshu Mesukah. I don't know why Rashi also didn't mention you don't take Lulav Nesir, but it's true. Okay, and basically the Sukkah's mitzvah is expired, right? Karban LaAtzmo, She'eno Keseda Parachag Din Kenabal Shisha Parah. As you may know, on Sukkahs, people probably know this from the Chanukah Gemara, on Sukkahs, you have a certain amount, altogether 70 parim of water as part of the Musaf on Sukkahs. And it was a descending number. 13 the first day, 12. That's why you ever notice in the Musaf on Sukkot, you have to pay attention which day it is. Pesach, it's the same thing the whole Chol Hamoed. Okay? Sukkot, you have to, the first day you say this, it's the third day you say that, the fourth day you say that. Why is it always different? Because it was a different carbon every day of Sukkot. Because the cows were different. Number of cows, 13 the first day, 12 the second day, 11 down to 70. Ended up a total of 70. So the Gemara here says it's carbon la'atzmo, Shmini Atzeres is not part of that cycle anymore. Because otherwise, would that bring how many? Next number six, right? If it's part of that progression, or I would say, I guess, regression, right? It was 13 going down. So if Shmini Atzeres were part of that, so there would have to be six, and it's not. It's a new game, okay? So that's Karma La'atzmo. Bracha La'atzmo, Rashi says, Bracha La'atzmo, that's Yom HaShmini, okay? When you make Kiddush, or when you... Shir Batzmo is a Shir Shayom, okay, which has its own Shir Shayom. Rashi will explain that one. And Bracha La'atzmo, the way Rashi explains it, is the Bracha of in the text of Kiddush, you don't say it's Yom Chag HaSukkos anymore. Okay? You say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres. So that's Bracha. Or is another thing that the Melech gave a special Bracha. Anyway, let's come back to us. And that's a digression, but important. So anyway, what do we see from there? So for certain dinim, Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yontif. So I therefore might have thought that what? That you cannot. It's not like Shri Shal Pesach. Shri Shal Pesach, you bring the carbon chagiga from Pesach, it's still part of Pesach. Ain't no chalok malapana. It's not different than the other days. But Shmini Atzeres, at least for those six dinim, which are pretty prominent, is considered a separate yontif. So I might have thought, okay, it's a new yontif. So that's what the Gzeres Shavah, that's the Gemara Chagiga Daf Test says. The Gzeres Shavah teaches that what? That no, it's still okay because of Atzeres, okay? Now, then the Gemara says a side point about Gzeres Shavah is also important, but Mufne, okay? Mufne means, what it means open, available. Okay, the only time you can make a zereshava that standing that works is if the word is not needed for any other teaching. Okay, the word, you can't. That's why you can't just stop. I mentioned this the other day. You can't just stop going around making zereshavas. Okay, if you have a word that is extra, okay, it's available for learning from because it's extraneous. Because you would learn the same, you would know the same thing without that word. That's called mufna. If you look at Rashi, mufna. Utsricha zereshava zu shtei mufna. The sulo pachin lamidi. The kol zereshava mufna lamedim ein mashiva. Okay. Because the truth of the matter is, based on what I just told you, I have a very good answer as to why the Zer Shavuot doesn't work. Why? How can you compare the 7 day of Sukkot to the seven? I'm sorry. How can you compare the 7 day of Pesach to the 8 day of Sukkot? 8 day of Sukkot is a brand new yom. What is Zer Shavuot? That's ridiculous, right? And the equation is with unlike categories, right? That's what I've answered. If you have a Zereshav with an extra word, then apparently it's coming to teach you something I otherwise wouldn't have known. You follow? That's what Mufna means. Otherwise, Rashi says, what do you mean? How do you make such a comparison? They're not parallel. The case aren't parallel. Pesach, the 7 day Pesach was part of Pesach. Shemir Atzeres is not part of Sukkot. We just mentioned 6 different ways. Yeah? So it has to be Mufna. It has to be open. Okay? Once it's Mufna, and then such a Zereshav, logically, in other words, I have a logical objection to this. Doesn't matter if I have a logical objection. Zer Shav is Zer Shav. Zer Shav doesn't always work logically. A Kama Chom is based on logic. But Zer Shav is not based on a Tor Shav Pen. It's Midas Shatar and Jezreel. It doesn't have to be based on logic. But that's only true if you can't demonstrate that the word is used for something else. If the word is something else, then how do you know to derive that? It's illogical. It's not something you would have done by yourself. And this comparison, to a certain extent, is illogical. Because Shemini Atzeres is a yantar by itself. The 7 day of Sukkot, a Pesach, is not a yantar by itself, right? So they want to say, yes, this is Mufna, right? Okay? So our answer is, yes, lie. It's Bemis, right? Rashi is Bemis, yes. Afnuya Mufni, okay? Michti, because otherwise, what does the word Atzeres mean? My Atzeres, okay? Atzor Vasiyas Melacha. Atzor, what does Atzor mean? Stop, right? He was in Israel, stop on Atzor. On the bus, you ring the bell, it says Atzor, right? And stop. So stop. Cease. Atzor, Ma'asiyas Melacha. Okay? When we say that the 7th day of Pesach, in what way is the 7th day of Pesach different than what came, the days that came before it? It's a Melacha. Right? The 6th day of Pesach, and the 5th day, and the 4th day, and the 3rd day, and the 2nd day, we'll go all the way back other than the 1st day, there's no way it's a Melacha. It's Chol HaMoed. Right. So, in what day, in what way is the end of Pesach different than the days that came right before? Asiyas Melacha. So maybe that's what the word Atzeres teaches us. V'Yamashiyah Atzeres. Okay, but no, Haksiv Lo Sase Melacha. The pasuk says Lo Sase Melacha. Right. So you don't need the word Atzeres to teach me what to cease and do Melacha. The pasuk says openly. Okay. Again, Rashi quoted it. In the second line of source 8, Sheish Yisrael Tachom, I'm going to go the whole thing. So you have to trust me now. I really should have printed it. I'm sorry. Sheish Yisrael Tachom, Mashiach Atzeres, Lo Sase Melacha. That's the next words. So you don't need the word Atzeres to teach you Lo Sase Melacha. Why? Because it says Lo Sase Melacha. Now the word Atzeres is available for what? Zereshava. It's Mufna. Okay, good. Haksi Lo Sase Melacha. Right? Oh, here Rashi quotes. I'm sorry. Bahu Kro Gufe. You don't have to take my word for it. Rashi tells you. Right? This very same pasuk says it. So that's one opinion of the Gemara. That's how we know that even though logically you wouldn't make the jump from Pesach to Sukkot in terms of the last day being able to serve as Tashlumin for a missed carbon earlier, but since it's a Zereshav, you can make that jump and say, just like Shri Pesach, you can make up the missed carbon chagig from the beginning of the holiday, so Tushmet says you can make up, even though it's a separate yantiv in regards to many dinim. Okay? And then the Gemara continues in the fourth line of 7. B'tana ma'isel ma'hafa. A different rabbi learns out from a different, right? Learns out from a different in the Limud. B'tanya, b'chagosim osu chag Hashem shivas yomim, yochay yechog v'hov chashiva, kamalomar oso atochogig v'yatochogig kol shiva. In general, let's forget about Shemini Atzeres and the last day of Pesach. It says, "V'chagosim also chag v'Hashem shivas yom." Okay, then we're already Pesach. This is Bagosim, Chag Vashem, Shiva Shalom. If I had that puzzle, what I conclude? When do I have to bring Korban Chagiga? What? Yeah. Maybe it means I have to bring Korban every day. What? The Chagosim, so Chag Vashem, Shiva Shalom. Maybe I would have to bring a Korban Chagiga every single day. Who says only the first day? Who says one Korban Chagiga patas you? Maybe have to bring it every day. So that's what it says. Yachle Chagiga to all Kol Shiva Tamalom Oso. The Chagasem Oso. Oso is singular. Oso atachoge, viatachoge kol shiva. You don't have to do every single day. You don't have to do it one day. The Gemara says, in kein lama nemar shiva. So why seven? Answer, l'tashlomim. Okay? L'tashlomim. So in other words, now, minayin shiva choge. Now that helps us in regards to Pesach. Okay? In regards to Sukkot, the first 7 days. But that doesn't tell us yet what? That you can do l'tashlomim on? The pasuk may teach you that the first 7 days, both by Pesach and Shavuos, Shavuos is a separate problem. Is there a makeup time for Shavuos? The answer is there is a makeup time for Shavuos. So it's even stranger. You can make up the Karban and Shavuos. You know when? After Shavuos, Shavuos is only one day, right? You can make it up for a week also. That's why I'm going to that now. That's why some communities don't say Tachanun. Not just on Shavuos, the Issuch of the whole week. You don't resume Tachan until a week later. Why? Because you could still bring the Tash, it was the make Tashlumen. Even though it wasn't Yant, it was pure weekday. But that's a different story. I'm not saying that later, I'm not Sukkot and Chagiga too, but I don't talk about Shavuos now. But Tzev Chagos, also Chag, Shavuos Yomim. Okay, so we learn you don't have to bring a Chagiga either on Pesach or on Sukkot each of the 7 days. That you don't have to. Okay? The 7 days, each of the seven, you can bring it the first. If you didn't bring it the first, you can bring it the second. If you didn't bring it the first and the second, you can bring it the third. If you didn't bring it then, you can bring it the fourth, etc. Anytime in seven. So good, that's how we know that. But so far, we haven't seen. What about the eighth? So the Gemara says, how do you know it includes Yom Tov Akron? Okay, it says in the end of that pasuk, Chagoso Shor Chag Hashem. Bachodesh Tomat Sukkot. Bachodesh Hashri Tachogu Oso. Why does that repeat? We already know Sukkot is in the Chodesh Hashri. Why does that repeat Bachodesh Hashri Tachogu Oso? Says the Gemara, the understanding of the Gemara is any day that has a holiday status in the Chodesh Hashri, you can make it Tashlumen, Tachogu Oso, which now includes what? That's it. Okay, is it Bachodesh Shvi? Yeah. Is it a holiday? Yeah. You can make it as a Tashlumen. And then the Gemara concludes by asking 1 second. So, I Bachodesh Shvi, Yochol Hechogi Behole Chodesh Kulu. Maybe the whole rest of the month. Even after Shmi Atzeres, even the following week. It's not Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. No, a week later. So, we have a whole week? No. Talmud Lomar, Oso Atachogi, Via Atachogi Chutzolo. Okay? It says again, Oso in the singular, and not beyond the holiday. Okay. Bottom line, what emerges from this Gemara in the Chagiga? That Shmini Atzeres, however exactly we learn it, is Tashlumen for, can be a day of Tashlumen for the missed Korban Chagiga at the beginning of the holiday. And that's why, by us here in the Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing with regards to the midst of Sukkah. He holds this way parts company, the way Rashi said. This way parts company, the Chachamim. He agrees that you have to eat the Sukkah the first night, Tezvav. And he says that if you miss it, you have to make it up. Wait to see, like Tashlumen for the carbon. Okay? Tosus der Chagiga, quote to Yerushalmi, I don't want to spend enough time on this, right? This is very quickly. Tosus Chagiga, Tezvav, look at source 9. Nemar Teres Pesach, Yerushalmi, Yov, 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 he, the Yerushalmi, quotes of Yov, 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 Yov. It's another aspect of Tesvav. Okay? We didn't see that. The Bible didn't say that. I showed you the Bava Chagiga. But Tosus quotes Yerushalmi that this is, in fact, another manifestation of the Zereshova Tesvav. Never Chamishos or Pesach. But never Shemesh or Chag. Mala Halom Yontem Achrin Tashlum and Lavishon. Afkan Yontem Achrin Tashlum and Lavishon. And therefore, you don't have to ask these kashas whether it's a Zereshova and it's open to tea. No, for an open Zereshova, it's part of Tesvav. Yeah. Say it again. What do they learn from the word Atzeres? That's a good question, because we said it was Mufna.
And Tosu doesn't.
Tosu doesn't do it, no. I don't know. That's a good question. What do they learn from Atzeres? It's a good question. that you don't need it for Atzorah Asiyas Melacha because you already have Lo Asiyas Melacha. But we said, good question. Tosfos just said you don't have to come on to that question. But you're right, what do they do with the label? Yeah, I got you. I didn't think of that. I don't know. I have to check. It's a good question. A good catch. But anyway, I just wanted to show you that Rishami, the Tosfos quotes, and this is another manifestation of Tesvah of Tesvah. That, and it's logical, actually, in a way. Because if the first night, if we learn the chiyuv of but we'll see the illogic in a second, okay? Because it's not true of matzah. You know, in some ways, it's a better, this, in my opinion, in some ways, this Gzeirah Shavah Tezvav Tezvav is better than the other Gzeirah Tezvav Tezvav. Because this Gzeirah Shavah is Taka from Chamish Asar. We had a problem, I mentioned Ha'orah the other day, that the Gzeirah Shavah teaches you can eat matzah and well Pesach. It never says Tezvav by eating matzah and well Pesach. Remember that? Remember I told you that? Here, but the Chamish Asar is what it does say about the Karbonis. Okay, I don't make too big a deal about it. It's a Gzeirah Shavah Tezvav Tezvav. That's what Tosfos says. Then he quotes something else. Which we're not going to do now. Okay, but that's what I wanted to show you. Okay, now let's come back to our Gemara with that background. Now let's come back to our Gemara. So, the question is, Rashi dealt with this. Rashi said, how can it be that the first night of Sukkot that the last night of Sukkot is the makeup for the first night of Sukkot? How can you eat in the Sukkot? How can you eat in the Sukkot? Right? It's the Baltosi of eating the Sukkot. So that's not necessarily so clear. Okay, that question I can answer. Let's look at source 10. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Chof Chesan Leiz. See it in source 10. Omer Abaye. Elamen Ata Hayashen Bishmini B'Sukkah Yiloke. Okay. The Gemara says, let's say somebody sleeps in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Again, in Eretz Yisrael now. We're not talking about Chutz Lares. We observe some Din of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, if a guy would go ahead and sleep in the Sukkah's night, would you get Malkus for Baal Tosef? You should get Malkus for Baal Tosef. Omer says, no, you don't. Omer, no, you don't. Why? Shani Omer, mitzvahs ain't over a land el abizmana. A klal within Baal Tosef. It is only Baal Tosef within a mitzvah performed at its proper time. Doing a mitzvah in not its time, according to this Gemara, at some other time, would not be Baal Tosef. If I would go ahead and blow shofar today, okay, or blow shofar in the month of March, I would not be Baal Tosef. Okay, that would not be Baal Tosef because it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's got nothing to do with the mitzvah of shofar. So the Gemara seems to say over here that if you sleep in a sukkah and shmir tzeres, go ahead. It's not Baal Tosef. It's not Baal Tosef. It's nothing. Okay, but it's not Baal Tosef, it's not a mitzvah, it's not Baal Tosef is only Mizman. Let's look in Rashi, Rosh Hashanah 11. Elamiyato, the Shaim Miskavan, the mitzvah Miskavan, that's the Sugya of the Gemara there. Hayoshen Mishmini Besukkah, Shalom Lashon Mitzvah. A guy sleeps in the Sukkah not intending to do a mitzvah. You know, he's sleeping out in the Sukkah, his bed is out there from the previous days. He's too tired to sleep it in. It's a pleasant night anyway in Eretz Yisrael. So he goes to sleep in the sukkah. He knows it's not sukkah. He has no intention whatsoever to do the mitzvah. See, that's a further point. If he has intention, then it might be Baal Tosef. But if he does it, shalom, come on, he's not interested. He just wants it's convenient. It's a pleasant night. Some kids like to sleep out in the backyard in the summertime and take a sleep. Maybe sleep in the backyard. People sleep on their... Today we don't. They have air conditioning. But at one point... the profound impact of air conditioning on life. Okay, a couple generations ago, even when I was a little kid, not everybody had air conditioning. And people sometimes, especially in New York City, and would at night in the summertime, it was so hot, and they would sleep on the rooftops, or people would sit on the rooftops. Now nobody does because they want air conditioning. I remember reading an article at the turn of the century, end of 1999, going to 2000. You guys are babies, but there's a lot of articles on what were the most important inventions of the 20th century. Whole essays, you know. So some guy said, he thought, I think he didn't really mean it, but he was saying a little tongue-in-cheek, air conditioning. Because air conditioning had a tremendous impact, he said, on numerous areas of human life. Okay? He says air conditioning, it had an impact on population and demographics. Because once you had air conditioning all over, the whole... Southwest opened up Phoenix and these places. It was too hot to live. People didn't like to live there. It was too hot. You know, it's 120 degrees in the shade there. You know, I remember when I was once in Phoenix, we were driving in, so I had a bank, and I had one of those electronic things that told the time and the temperature. You know, it tells the time, kept blinking back and forth. The time was 118 and 115. I remember when I drove into Phoenix, I kept swimming back 118, 115. So people couldn't live, air conditioning, you live there. So it opened up a whole new part of the country to Texas and you know, then Arizona, and these places were not many people were comfortable living. They had a tremendous population boom. He said it impacted government because Washington, D.C., which is not as hot as Arizona, but it's terribly humid in Washington, D.C., those have been there. The government basically shut down for most of the summer. People work half a day and so on. Now with air conditioning, so he had many, many different areas out here. And it also, he said, impacted architecture. Most homes today, you drive around, you know, not the city, but if you drive around the suburbs, there are no porches. It used to be all the old houses, everybody had porches. Why? You know, because in the summertime, you sat outside the porch. It was too hot indoors. So people used to sit, they used to have things on the rooftops in New York City. But people would have umbrellas up there, like a whole, you know, because... So let's say this guy decides to sit in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, because it's comfortable out there. So says the Gemara, does he get malchus? Sharing most of our mitzvah over Shul Baltosa? So no, mitzvahs ain't over a love, but Baltosa would be zmanam, kigon. Chameshes haminim beluluv. If a guy, when he goes to shul on the first day of Sukkot, takes his arba minyan, has a lulav and an eser, and a das and a rov and a banana, and he puts them together, that's bal tosef. Right? That's bal tosef. You add another fruit into the mix. Okay? Or chamesh to tofos betzillin. He had puts in his tzillin, he decides, in addition to the four parts of tzillin, he's going to put in his bar mitzvah sedra, whatever. So now he's going to have five things in the tzillin. That's bal tosef. Chamesh tzitzios betalos. Right, he cuts his garment in such a way that there are five corners. Right, that's baltosin. Avo tosefet yom al yomin al shah ein zemosin. That's not baltosin. Okay, so if that's the case, we can wonder actually what Rashi was getting at because we have a very simple answer. We ask the question. Rashi is, how can you say that the Rebbe Lezer says you should make up for your missing sukkah meal on Shmini Atzeres? What do you mean, eating the sukkah isn't baltosin? So we can answer, well, no, it's not baltosin. Okay, it's not baltosif, we just said. And the problem, of course, what Rashi didn't know that Gemara. You know, it's a little strange. Gemara says it's not baltosif. So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Peretz. I printed it here. Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Tosis. Okay, again, he wasn't so good to print it on the page. But if we have a numerous Mesechta's Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz. Oh, is it in the back?
Yes, in the back.
Oh, I didn't know. So I put it on the sheet. Okay, in the back is good too. Rabbeinu Peretz, Muhammad, Belez, Abbas, Yusuf, Chayvon, Lech, on the Sukkah. I wouldn't see it. You have it in the back of your page or you have it in your Gemara. Okay, Rabbeinu Peretz, again, one of the Balei Tosis. Says a kavli of the achron lo besukkah yotzi. If you eat besukkah, she mitzvah over shum dal tosef. That's Rashi. Tema. The Amar Perak Ra'u Roshana Chaf Chesam Beizim. What we just saw. Elo me'ati Rosh Mishmiya says you look. Ikel Meimer. Shani Omer mitzvah shalom zman ain't about tosef. So the question is, once you say that, so what's Rashi driving? And we answered Rashi's problem, but we answered the problem so well, we wonder what Rashi was thinking. Okay, Rashi isn't there a problem about tosef? The answer is no, there's no problem about tosef. But why did Rashi think there was? So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, Shemei Shalman, the shiny Hassan, the Eina Omishum Sheyoshen Besukkah, this goes back to the topic yesterday, Sheyoshen Besukkah, Mishum, the Eino Iker Mitzvah. Maybe, what was that Gemara talking about, Rosh Hashanah? Yochol, look back in the sheet, on the test. How about Ayoha?
Just stop.
You know, it's Ayoshen, Dafi Yoshen. Okay, that's not the Iker Mitzvah. Maybe Rashi's right. You ate the, well, you say a little differently, okay? And maybe it's the same answer. You're saying a little differently.
I'm just giving my potential that Shana is pregnant.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So Rabbeinu Peretz, I was going to just jump the gun. Good, very good. Okay, Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say, well, maybe Shana is not the Iker Mitzvah. That's why the Gemara Dafka over there in Rosh Hashanah, when it says Ba'al Baltos, it's talking about Shana, okay? Because, you know, sleeping outside, that's not the Iker Mitzvah, therefore it's not baltosif, but maybe taki eating would be baltosif. But the problem is we saw, according to Rashi, the Gemara I showed you yesterday, right, Rashi, remember the Rashi at the beginning of the second parak where you mentioned Shena, and we kind of lumped Shena together with Achila, okay? Now again, Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe Balei Atosu Shitosam, we only make a bracha on what? An eating. We pass. I showed you our ghost mindless who says you make a bracha every time you go. But we paskin don't make a bracha upon eating. You don't make a bracha when you go to sleep. That's how most paskin. Okay, so therefore, how does Rabbeinu Peretz answer? So now you can say the difference is when the guy went to sleep, He went to sleep stam because it was cool out. He wanted to relax in a comfortable, you know, on the deck outside. But what is our guy doing here? And I'll spell it out. What is our guy doing here? He's eating the soap, not the sleeping guy, but the makeup man. What does he want to do?
He wants to do a mitzvah.
He wants to do a mitzvah. Oh, that's talk about those. Right? That's talk about those. So,
and like Philip said, everyone was yesterday, like included sleeping, eating, and drinking.
The... Yes, then you can't quite give the Rabbeinu Peretz answer to modify his answer a little bit. Rabbeinu Peretz seems to be saying, the way I understand Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe I'm wrong, but the way I understand Rabbeinu Peretz, he's distinguishing eating, saying sleeping is not the ikar mitzvah. That's why the Gemara says no baltosik, but eating taka would be baltosik, like Rashi says. Alternatively, but the problem is I don't think that answer works for Rashi, because Rashi holds that eating sleeping is part of the ikar mitzvah, right? So therefore, what then, how then can we answer the problem? We could say that when is it no problem baltosik? When a guy, like I said, he wants to go to sleep because he has no intention of filling mitzvah. But our man over here is in a sukkah. Why? Because he wants to fulfill a mitzvah that he missed at the beginning of Yom Tov. He's doing it with shame mitzvah. That's not about those. Okay? That's how it comes out.
But what if the guy who was coming in to eat it didn't have kavanah to do the shame mitzvah? Rabbeinu Peretz could say that he's also kavanah?
I would say so, yes. But it wouldn't help our problem. Yes. Okay? So that, yes.
You know, we only make a bracha on eating. It could still be sleeping is part of the mitzvah, but we just don't see the bracha because...
Right. I think you're right. I think you're right. But... you see, if you look very carefully at Rabbeinu Peretz, it kind of seems to hedge his bets a little bit, because he says that Gemara is Yoshin B'sukkah, Mishum Deino Ikar Mitzvah, but then he says, our guy Yoshin B'Lashem Mitzvah. So you said maybe in the words of Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm not sure. You know, I think he's distinguishing sleeping and eating, which I said doesn't work for Rashi, based on what he said yesterday. But okay. The Ritva, let's take a look at 13. Kiddush Ritva here. Okay, this is on the next piece in Gemara, the Barchinam. But he mentions about the tema. The masnisin mashma the honey tashum lo yom tov achon the lekal la mitzvah sukkah. Velo od ela she'ein lo lechol sham. Ucho she'ochol sham achshav hom minkar milsa shapir the ashloma of it be'ein asudis yom tov atzma. The Ritva is saying more like, I think, what you were saying. Namely, the Ritva is pointing out that, you know, you want to tell me if a guy eats in the... Let's remember, Shmi Atzeres is Yontif. You're going to be having a Yontif meal anyways, because it's Yontif, right? So, in what way, that's the Gemara's next kasha, which we'll get to tomorrow. The Gemara's next kasha is, in what way is this a makeup for Sukkot? You'll be eating now anyway, because it's Shmi Atzeres. It's a Yontif, right? The Yontif is Shmi Atzeres. You have a kiddush and chicken soup and whatever else. Stuff, cabbage, I guess, I'll eat some Sukkot, right? So you have your regular meal, so what is noticeable? What's going to be noticeable? That you're in the sukkah. That you're in the sukkah. Okay? And that shows that this is not just what? This is not just the Yontif Shmi Atzeres. Again, in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just Shmi. The fact that you're in the sukkah indicates what? That there's something else is going on here. Like, it's a makeup. Okay? The Amos Shmi Yontif Atzmo. And that again raises the Baltosik problem. So that's not the Baltosik. You're doing it with Shem Mitzvah in the sukkah. Right? So that's not the Baltosik. So the Tosus Rid in 14, here in Sukkah Chavzan Av, that's also in the back. I don't know if they have it.
Yes,
yeah. Okay, so a lot of stuff's in some of the edition in the back, but I print on the sheets anyway. If you have it, I've said it very so many times this year, only in the first week, but it's always good to see important things inside. You know, so you have the sheets, that's why I printed the sheet. If you have it, your Gemara is also good. But let's look at the Tosus Rid. He says, no, that's the point. It's the other side, I think. The Tosfos really is saying, because your intention is a makeup, that's not Baal Tosif. You're not adding on. You're making up something that was missed earlier. That's your intention. And the Tosfos Rid answers a simple answer. Your very kavana for Tashlumin, what does that show? That this is not Baal Tosif. You're not adding another day on to Sukkot. Okay? And he goes on, he says, Tosfos Rid, he says, Ubevadai, ilu achal kol arbaas resudas besukkot. If you taka ate the sukkah every day of sukkahs and so on, the old haya ocha b'leil shmini b'sukkah, and then you went into sukkahs, zeh haya baltosif. That's the shur baltosif, right? If I ate it, I didn't miss any days in the sukkah. Okay. Okay, that's a further question. The miss any day, you miss the first time. Let's learn my healer. I ate in the sukkah the whole week. I never miss a meal. And now I go ahead and eat Shmini Atzeres night. That's not the Baltosif. Okay, that's Baltosif. Okay? Maybe it's Rashi. Some say, no, if you do it in the sukkah, it is Baltosif. Ain't no nearer this. So he doesn't agree. But the Tosif Rid's point is, if your kavana is Tashlumin, that's by definition not Baltosif. Tashlumin and Baltosif don't jive. Okay? Because Tashlumin means I'm making up something missed. Baltosif, I'm adding something. I'm not adding. Yeah.
So how does Rashi think that Baltosif work? That Tashlumin works? Like if you're davening Tishman Ezra's Minchah because you miss Shacharis.
Yeah.
The way that Tosif is asking this question, Rashi, like how would Rashi explain that to be okay and not be Baltosif?
Well, Baltosif davening, why isn't he saying Tishman Ezra is Baltosif?
Yeah. Like the Kash seems so obvious on Rashi. How does Rashi then explain Tashlumin?
Yeah, but again, let me think about that. I hear what you're asking. It's not the same by that. I tell Chris Life, why not? Rashi says that it'll be a problem about Tosef. Yeah. I don't know. See, I'm not sure that Tosef really is so obvious. I mean, you know, again, the Mora that he's referring to, I think, is Rashi. The last line of that Tosef is referring to Rashi. I think it's a little bit of a chiddush. At the end of the day, before you learned anything of the fancy stuff here, I mean, it seems a little strange that you're going to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as a makeup. It's not sukkahs anymore. Again, it's offhand, I would think it's more parallel to blowing the shofar the day after Rosh Hashanah. What is it? It's a zero. It's nothing. Okay. I hear your question, but I think the Tosafot is a little chiddush. It's an important chiddush, but then, yeah.
Could Rashi think that? I mean, the problem here is, you know, it's really a Maris Ayin issue. So, Dafka, if your kavana is that it's Lashim Dashlum, and that's
I hear that. Right, I hear that.
But if what's going on is you just don't have kavana to do anything, like you're just going in and sleeping, that's not enough to do the Maris Ayin.
I hear that. I don't know. He doesn't mention Maris Ayin. I hear. It's not as obvious. Okay, it's not obvious.
Or whatever the issue is, like, what is it? If you just go into the sukkah, like the case in Rosh Hashanah, and you just don't have the kavanah for anything,
right, you're going to sleep.
That's one that doesn't help you with the problem. But if you go in and you don't have in mind, I'm doing this Shasim Kashlumi not for the mitzvah, then whatever the problem would be, Maris Ayin or otherwise.
Maybe he doesn't say Maris. I think the machlokas. I think the machlokas is that according to Rashi. There is Baltosif, because at the end of the day, you're eating in the sukkah when it's not sukkahs. I mean, what else are you going to say? The Tosafot Rid, I think, was like,
which Rashi?
Well, the Rashi by us, he says you shouldn't eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but the Rashi understands it, right? The Rashi on Dibur Maskil, the Vahomer Belezer, the Kavli Vahomachon Lo Basukkah, the Yashu Basukkah L'Shem Mitzah over Al Baltosif. Right? I mean, Rashi's right, but Pashas is like Rashi. The chiddush of Tosafot Rid is no. If you're doing it for Tashlumin, that by definition means it's not Baltosif. But you could argue, but why? At the end of the day, you're eating the sukkah; it's not sukkahs. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, right? You got it?
Yeah. What about Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer? At the end of the second Rashi, he just says, "Muhammad Abayi Galahe Dikisav Yishlo Tashlum Kmoshi Yishlo." He makes it seem so obvious.
Okay, so you're right. Okay, we'll see. Okay, now the Meiri. 15, the Meiri, again here by us in Sukkah. Okay, let's read it because he spells it out as always. Ve'od Amar Beleza, Mishal Ocha Belele Yom Tov Rishon, Mashem Afkele Yom Tov Rachon, Ve'shalo Be'gemara, Ve'amar Beleza Arbas Yisudas Chayav Alecha B'Sukkah, Vimkein Hayalom, Mishachiser Ach Misudosa, Ach Misudosa, Umayla Rishon Denaka, he's bothered by the following, the Meiri is, and maybe this will shed light on what you just asked. We said it was chozer. So, what does it mean? It was chozer. What exactly was Rabbi Elazar chozer on? Okay, the way Rashi learned it, the Rashi just pointed to. The way Rashi learned, he was chozer on this idea that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. You don't have to eat any meals in the sukkah. Okay, but the way the Miri spells it out, he says the Gemara should have said. Let's look at what did this guy who wants to eat on Shmini Atzeres do? Look at the words of the Gemara. or the words in the Mishnah actually. The words in the Mishnah is Odom Rav Elezer, look in the Mishnah. Mishlo ochal lele yom tov harishon yashlim lele yom tov achron. Somebody who missed what? The first night. The Mishnah is wondering, well, according to Eliezer, before we know about Chazar Bo, according to Eliezer, the question would have been not someone who missed the first night, but the person who missed what?
Any
of the 14. Rabbi Elezer said he got you 14. And now, we should order Rabbi Elezer, if you miss any one of the 14, right, because he had a fixed number, 14, you might have missed number 12, or number 7, whatever. The way it's presented in the Mishnah is he missed one, right? So he says, Sholot Mor, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Jesus, Chavon Lecha B'sukah. If he understood that was the Gemara's question, then maybe he understands the Gemara in Cain, Ha'aloma Mishachiser Achas Misudoso. Umay Laila Harishon Dinoka. That was the question against Rabbi Elezer. The question of Elezer, where the Miri learned, the question against Rabbi Elezer was, I thought you have to eat every meal in the sukkah. According to Rabbi Elezer, there's no difference between the first night, the first meal, the first night, the second meal, the third day. They're all one chiv, right, according to Rabbi Elezer. So why did the Mishnah say, why did Rabbi Elezer then say, if you miss the first night, you can make it up at the end?
That's right, it still doesn't answer.
What?
It still doesn't answer.
The right, one second. So he said, "V'gudolei arbonim pishu v'ha'amar v'chulei dekula besuka v'leyot ra'achon leka suka." So he said he understood. So that's where the machlokas Rashi and Rishonim. What exactly was the question? What exactly was the answer? It was chozer. But back to our issue, "V'gudolei arbonim pishu v'ha'amar v'chulei dekula besuka v'leyot ra'achon leka suka." V'avar alba tazot Rashi. V'imkein my tashul manika achashen shem suka. The Tirtzo, now the Gemara answers, Shechazer Beleza, Barishona, V'shalo l'chayim el v'alarishon, V'chidesh b'lomar, Shem lo ya'achol, Yashon. Ulupirsh v'lamar ha'kosheh. According to Rashi, as you just said, according to what we learn, how does it answer the question? How did it answer the question? How did the Chazer Bo answer the question? Okay, how did the fact that he changed mind? Afka Shechazer Bo. The question still is, how can he make Tashulman in the Sukkah? Right? That's what you alluded to in the other Rashi, right? In other words, the question is, according to the way Rashi learns, what's the answer? He was chosen. That doesn't address the question of what? Of why you can make up a missed sukkah's meal outside, you know, on Shmiyat Teres. Right? When ostensibly you're not in a sukkah, when ostensibly it's Baal Tosif. Right. Yeah.
Did you answer that Baal Tosif is only Mr. when there's a set number in the other kitzvah, and then you're adding on, so it's not about Tosif, they need something else, but just the,
okay.
just the Fen Rashi. Like, when you say in the other kitzvah, so there's no set number.
But night one is still obligatory. Yeah, in other words, the Chozer Bo was of Elezer went back and he said, I agree that it's only the first night that's a chiv. Oh, good. But we still have the question,
how can you do that one night?
How can you make that Tashon that one night? That we have an answer.
Yeah,
so I hear what you're saying.
Those are like, you had four meter rings, right, right, I mean. Right, it's not like you did a mitzvah twice.
Okay, I hear. Let's see what the Miri says. He says, Maho ala b'tirutsu, the afal ala rishon, hechi tashulim, below sukkah. Ad sherabim pirshu kipirshenu, v'sovrim shashlamosu v'sukkah, v'bal tosif einkan, v'bal tosif shalom, v'kibizmano, v'boi kavana, v'zu ein bar kavanas mitzvah, ala kavanas tashulim. He answers more or less than he does like the Tosis read. He says it depends on your kavana is. Okay, is your kavana l'shem mitzvah? Then it's takaval tos. Your kavana l'shem tashlum and not. When we call makom milosh agamor in the relisha, eno sober tashlumen elu v'achilu v'sukkah sharei shalu v'may ibriftes sudu diomah he kamar v'ain kan hekesh el shachrim v'sukkah reish kan hekesh shol shenem v'sukkah. Then he answered something else, and he says here, guess what? And this will also very possibly we'll see from Achon and be what Rashi says. Okay, he says, the Miri says, maybe the Tashlumen, our whole assumption was, where is the person doing this Tashlumen? In the Sukkah. Maybe not. Maybe the Tashlumen is not in the Sukkah. Right? That's what the Miri says at the end. Milosh HaGmar nearly she ain't no sober Tashlumen elu b'achila b'sukkah. Because the Gemara asks, how are we going to distinguish this meal from what? From the regular Leil Shmini Atzeres meal, right? Remember the Gemara, you read the Gemara, other food, tagim, other, good. According to me, why does the Gemara ask, how do you distinguish a meal? They're very obviously distinguishing. How do you distinguish a meal from Shmiyat Tzeres? How? You're in the Sukkah. Elamai, the implication of the Gemara is what? Really not in the Sukkah. And everything we've said all along, the Tosfos Ritz Chiddush and the Rebbeinu Peretz, the all assumption was that this Tashlumin, this makeup meal being held on Shmiyat Tzeres, is taking place in the Sukkah. So he asks, isn't it Bal Tosif? And then, okay, it's not Bal Tosif, Kavana for the Mitzvah, not for Bal Tosif. Good. But the Miri says the Pashas, and the Miri mentioned himself, but he says, ain't about Kavanas Mitzvah, and a Kavanas Tashlumin. He accepted that answer, but he said, but the truth is, the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, that this Tashlumin is not taking place in the Sukkah to begin with. Okay? Because the Gemara asks, how do you distinguish this extra meal from the regular Leil Shmiyat Tzeres meal? So the Miri said, what do you mean, how are you going to distinguish it? It's happening in the Sukkah. If we're just Shmiyat Tzeres, I would mean in the Sukkah. It must be in the Tashlumin, right? So now the Miri leaves that for the moment. But look now in the Tosar Rosh. Okay? And then we'll come to how the opponent answered for Rashi. The Tosar Rosh says, Sukkah Chavzan and Al Bayaz. You probably have that in the back too, I guess. Tosar Rosh probably did too. It's not. Okay? Well, it's that to appear. Yeah. Of Amr Belez Yidal Tzudis Chav Alech Vesukkah Pirish Rashi Kevin Shechayev Adam Alech Vesukkah Hech Yashmi LeYom Tova Achor Ha Iyach Vesukkah Shemiz Gav Mishuvah Tzudis But Kavshali In Cain They have the same question My Kav Mishani The Chazim Belezer We might be Kavim The Chayev Adam Alech Vesukkah Tzudis Vesukkah Mikov Hakam Akati My Shna Hech Yashmi LeYom Tova Achor Vesukkah Gav Mishuvah Tzudis Right, same question. Then answer the problem. Right, if the issue is making it up, so he changed his mind, he only requires the first night. But still, isn't a problem. Nearly the Hachi part. Again, the Rosh, as always, spells out so clearly. Look at the fourth line of 16. Nearly the Hachi part. The Amar of Elijah Yudal Tzudas Chayav Alnach Masuka. Ba'amai Ka'amar Mishach Yantav Rishon Habalele Meimar Mishach Alachas Minasudos. Any one of the meals, Yashin. Well, Mishami Chazab of Elijah. That he was Chazab. That's why it doesn't say if you miss one of the meals, because that he changed his mind. He doesn't have to eat 14 meals. Right, that didn't change his mind. So that question was answered. Chazar Elazar. Aval Masha Ocha B'Leyont of Achon Chutz L'Sukkah Lo Kasha Amidi. The Rosh Taka holds in the Tosar Rosh like the Meiri. This extra meal is not taking place in the Sukkah. How do you have a makeup for a missed Sukkah's meal in your house? Does that make any sense? He says, Rosh, yes, I have an exact parallel for you. Midi dehava, ashochach v'lispalo mincha b'shabbos. You all know this one. We hear the fourth paragraph of Brachos, right? V'lispalo mincha, yispalo motzoi shabbos shtayim shel chol. V'yotze b'tilas chol, ma'ash ashochach v'lispalo motzoi shabbos. He says, let's say I missed mincha on Shabbos afternoon. I overslept, I was sick, whatever. Now it's motzoi shabbos, after zman mincha. What do I do? Tatashlomen. What do I do? Two ma'arevs. Wait a minute. But the makeup ma'arev, the second Shmonesra is what? It's a weekday, but it's a weekday davening. It's a weekday Shmonesra. That's not what I missed. I missed the Shabbos Shmonesra. Doesn't matter. Same thing, if I forgot Mincha on Friday afternoon, what do I do? Two Friday night Myers. What do you mean? I already missed the Shabbos Tefillah. I missed the weekday Tefillah. Doesn't matter. That's the way it is. That's how Tashlum works. So, Kevon, the little Efshir, bin Yerache, what are you supposed to do? You can't now say a Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, it's Saturday night. If you've missed Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, okay, now it's Saturday night, you realize what happened, you got caught up what happened. So you say two weekday Shmonesreis, right? One is the regular weekday Shmonesreis, because now I'm weekday, and now it's a makeup. How do you make up for Shabbos? You didn't miss a weekday Shmonesreis, you missed a Shabbos Shmonesreis. So you're stuck, you can't say a Shabbos Shmonesreis now, why not? It's not Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? So you have to say another weekday Shmonesreis, even though that's not what you missed. So the Rosh says, that's the same thing going on here, that's how Rashi learned. You're talking about eating in the Sukkah. Okay, according to the Chazar, the conclusion, we're not eating in the Sukkah. You're eating indoors. How could that be a makeup? You didn't miss an indoor meal. You missed the Sukkah meal. Okay, but now it's not Sukkahs anymore. It's like, what's a Shabbos? Now it's not Shabbos anymore, so I got to make up my missed tefillah with a weekday Shmonesreis, right? Even though that's where it is right now. So right now, it's not weekday, it's Shmonesreis Tzeres. But I don't have to eat in the Sukkah. There's no more Sukkah. The mitzvah Sukkah's end. So I make up the missed meal by having what? And a meal in my hand. Well, yes, but don't you have to have a meal anyway? You have to, but forget that. Okay? The point is you can make up a missed sukkah meal with what? With a non-sukkah meal. That's the chiddush. And the Rosh says, not so chiddush. It's like making up a missed Shabbos tefillah with an extra weekday tefillah. That's what it is. Came in the Yev Shabbat. You can't have anything else. So Hachanami came to Yachal Lechem the Sukkah, Yotza, Filo Chutz the Sukkah. So it's a totally different terrace in Rosh Chodesh, right? Okay, let's just finish up. Now, the next is for Kanuta. So, a different approach in Rashi. Rashi remains a little difficult, because, you know, again, what does the Chozer accomplish? So let's take a look at the, in the back, this you have with the Marshoyas. Right? The Marshoyas right after the Rosh. That's printed in all your editions. Okay, so we look in the Marshoyas.
Can you just say what is the difficulty right now that we have with Rashi?
So let's see, he's asking. Okay, let's look at the Chochmas Shlomo. Say exactly. Okay. Yeah. Let's find it here. In my edition, it's page Yadala, I don't know. No, no. Yeah. But what he's coming at, again, if we don't accept the Rosh's answer, and we assume not like the Rosh, but, or like the Miri seems to say at the end, that we eat, that the meal is taking place in the sukkah, so we're still stuck with that question: how can you eat? You know, how can you go ahead to make it up in the sukkah? Okay, that's really the question we're dealing with, right, Rashi. Okay, so yeah. So the Marshal says the following. Let's find a Divan Maslow who Chazabo. It's Chavzan Aleph. Marshal. Rashi de Matzah Chazabo. It's the second Rashi that's on page of Chavzan Aleph. So this is what he says. Near Be'enai, or nearly the Hachipar, Chazabo or Belezim Yudal Sudas Pesukah, Velo Kala Ela Aide Leil Yom Tabrishon. But the Marshal says, a bit of a chop, he says as follows. Okay? He says, in other words, the Suda of the first night, okay, you can talk and make it up without being in the Sukkah. But not like the Rosh says, because you're stuck, that's the way it is. But he says, no, he says, let's understand altogether. All right? You see, the first night is learned the Gzeirah Shavah, and this goes back, that's what I'm showing you, to what we discussed. What is the Gzeirah Shavah? What becomes the Iker? He says, we could learn, that the Iker is the Achila. So what Rabbi Lezer said, originally thought, you have to have 14 meals, 14 achilas, and because it's sukkah, it has to be an achila. Now it's chosen, so you only need one achila. But all you need is an achila. Right? That's the din. Now, because it's sukkah, where is it? What's the zera shava tesvav? Just like there's a chiv achila of matzah, leil tesvav pesach, leil tesvav nisan pesach, there's also a chiv achila on leil tesvav of tishrei sukkah. Once you learn like that, that it's a din and achila, now, says the Marshal Hochmashom, we can understand. Yeah, okay. So, how are you making it up? With what? How are you making it up on Shemini Atzeres? Indoors. It's an achila. I missed an achila, I'm making up an achila. Right? That's how it goes. In other words, Enochanami, it's not going to be in the sukkah. You avoid all those questions. But that's what Hochmashom says. He says, in explaining Rashi, he says, Michal Machom Chivit Nidal Lab, the sukkah tal, El Yafinim Alela Pesach, Tzorach Achila. If it's on sukkah, before he was chozer, before he was chozer, what did Rabbi Eliezer insist on? 14 meals where? In the sukkah, 14 meals in the sukkah. It's a sukkah inyan. Okay? So now, taka is a good kasha. How do you make up a missed meal that where the ikkar was being in the sukkah by eating that in the sukkah? But once he was chozer, there's no din, there's no sukkah din of 14 meals. Right? 14 meals would be a sukkah din, right? Shiras yamim times. That's what you hold, it's a sukkah din. But if you hold, and again, this will only work, we had the chakir the other day, this marshal will only work if you talk to hold that the gzer shava is on a chil and not on, you know, that was the whole bark bear that we had in the area with the chayim and the salvation. But the marshal, we saw, others disagree, right? Some the mishabu, the bir alam. So, but anyway, the chacham shlomo answered, if you hold, that once he was chozer, once he changed his mind, what did Rabbi Eliezer come around to say? He said, oh, it's only mitzvah the first night. It's a mitzvah first night based on Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah teaches you what's achil? Achila. So on the first night, because it's sukkah, where does that achila have to be? In the sukkah. Good. But if I missed it for whatever reason, I blew that achila, then I have to have tashlumin. What do I have to have tashlumin? An achila. So an achila can be indoors too. And that's it. It's indoors. End the problem. End the problem. Okay, that's how the Chof Mashalom said it. The Maharsha, sometimes Chof Mashalom is called the Maharshal. Okay, the Maharsha, whose last name ends with Idlis, was the last name, with an Aleph. So the Maharsha, the Maharsha Chazerbo, okay, says differently. Okay, he says, again, the Rosh's way, it's not the same as the Rosh, because the Rosh was saying, the way the Rosh learned it, he could say it's Tatka Chiyav of Sukkah. The Rosh would insist it is a chiyuv of sukkah, but why can you make it up outside the sukkah? Because there's no choice. That's the way. That's just like tashlum and tefillah. The Rosh wasn't predicated. The Tosa Rosh was not predicated on what we're saying now on this whole chakir of achila versus the motivator of the mitzvah. It's achila of sukkah. The Rosh can think of the motivator is sukkah. But the Rosh said you can still make it up indoors because just like you can make up a Miss Shabbos tefillah with a weekday tefillah, right? That's the Rosh. But the Marshal is coming out the same. As soon as indoors. But he says, so it's indoors because that's all you missed. You missed an achila. If you would have done that achila on sukkahs, good, it would have to be in a sukkah because it happens to be sukkahs. But if you don't do that achila on sukkahs, you don't do it. You have to make up the achila. That's a healer. The Marsha says differently. The Marsha on the top of the page there, top of the line, beginning of Chavzan and Rala. Okay. Yeroa shehukra chachal a high time and the kamosh yeshal tashmul karbonis and so on the mishum hocha hashal amai the chazim of lezer below tikshon maya shom of the suki ikka below yontav achal and tashumun the yontav shunit above suka the chula amma kevin of sinu shoma acharis yom achal yom rishon the gabi karbonis is on remember hacha shom of the achilis yom achal and tashumun leo rishon afal gab the suka leka biyom achal. He says that's what Rashi means with the karbon. Okay, the main thing is the karbon, the main thing is the chila. That's similar. But he says, the leka nami Hashem acheres meom achon the shargav. The marshal dochak was there. The forest the chiyuva de leyant of rishon lav besukatay el yafinim el pesach tzarach achila. Verachanchem the ein zed dome. The halakabe mitzvah sukkah yafinim el pesach the kimo de mitzvah achila el pesach humatza kach mitzvah achila bele rishon the chagu besukah. He says the marshal says no. The marshal does not. Now he says you don't have to come on to that marshal. The Marsha says, and he spells out the Chakira, even if it's a sukkah obligation, this is more like the Rosh in a way, I guess, that, just like you can make up the korban, you can make up the meal this way. But in any event, he doesn't accept the Marsha's chila. Let's just finish up with Tosus and the Aruch HaNer, and we're done with this part of the sukkah. Okay, look at the Chazabo. Okay. Let's look at the last Tosus. Chozer bo, okay. Chozer bo lezer yitzacham lo mashayin lever kitzu imrotz tzana tzidana chutz mevayin tevishon v'vaham yapalik alayu the kasav yesh lo tashum kmo shayishun lo karbon yom tevishon af yom tev achon kach brishon kundi. That's Rashi. He's bothered by a different thing, Tosus. First he quotes Rashi in verbatim. Tosus chozer bo on our page. The lishna de yashlim vim hishlim lo Mashma klal loshon tashlumen. I'm sorry. Vim hishim. The loshon yashin hishim lo mashma klal loshon tashlumen. El loshon hashloma cheshbon shel dahavid dalat zudas. We learned all along today, that when the Gemara talks about Yashlim and that language of the Mishnah, what does Yashlim mean? Tashlumin, a makeup. But Lashlim also means something else. To complete the tally. Yashlim, make up, to complete a number. He says, the Lashlim of Yashlim, Yashlim, lo mashma klal Lashlim Tashlumin. A Lashlim Hashlom HaCheshbon Shal Yud Dalad Sudos. Okay? Again, the way Rashi learned, when it says Chozer Bo Reb Elezer, it means the Reb Elezer was Chozer, not requiring 14 meals in the Sukkah. Tosfos says, the Lashlim of Yashlim sounds like he's still maintaining that. Because the word Yashlim, he's got to make up that number. If he missed one of the number, then you can make up one of the number to get to the number. The word, it's sort of like, who said this before, that you said it was a number? Who you said?
So that you only about Tosif, there's a second.
Yeah, so it's not a question about Tosif, but he makes that chilek between the total tally and just making up a mitzvah. When you make up a mitzvah of davening, it's not because you have to have a certain number of tefillos. You missed one tefillah to make it up. But the Lashon of Yashlim here, Tosfos says, is to make up the number, to get to the number of 14. Let's read further. He says, "Oh, kevin lematzah v'lomatzin shetashlumin lematzah shelal arishon shel pesach." And he says, and furthermore, the whole thing was learned from matzah. There's no makeup from matzah. We said this before. But, oh, the mashmek tzas v'shami the boy kezai is dog and the suzyant arishon shel chag. You make it up with snacks. But the next Gemara. He has a different way of learning. He says that when Abelezer was Chozer, he was chozer to say that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, but you still require 14 meals on the yom tov sukkahs. A little strange, but now he's going to extend that chiyav achila to the whole time, not just the first night. In other words, the Belezer says there's a chiyav achila 14 meals that he was chozer on. Okay, in other words, he was chozer. We didn't learn what he said in the first place that way, but that's what Tosfos says. He says chozer Belezer in masha matzir sukkah ula. Ulaolam yudalat tzudas boy, but it still requires 14 meals. Or v'shamishan arachal amitzuch hashuva klomar chatchila tzarach lechol sukkah ulaolam mashim b'shmi v'lo sukkah. That's the v'sham without the sukkah. That's like the rosh, the end of Tosu. But in order to understand Tosu, look in the Aruch Haner, and now we'll finish with that today. Look in source 20. Aruch Haner sukkah chomzan amal chazal is mashar matzah sukkah pirish tivrayim nearly the vadai kivein the belezer boy yudalat tzudas matzuch nami sukkah. The Ayach Shayach Yochel Mesukah, Siduchot Mesukah. But what's the motivator? The motivator is a Chiyav of 14 Sudas. That's how he learns. Basukah's Teishu Shivas Yom means he says that 14 Sudas. Incidentally, because it's Sukkah, then obviously, we're not incidentally, but obviously, where do those meals have to be? In the Sukkah. But just like we had that Chakir the first night, is it a Din in Suda? Or is it like the Marshal just said, the Chacham Marshal just said? The Reb Elezer, according to Tosfos, the way Aruch Haner is explaining it, is saying that on Sukkot there's a chiyav achila of 14 meals. And of course, they have to be in the Sukkot if you can, right? If it's Sukkot. Oh, Dar Yudal Suzla Asi, I'm sorry. Oh, Dar Yudal Suzla Asi, Rak Miteshu Kaintaduru. Mizeksi Gabi Sukkot, Rak Kavanosom. Bibnei Sha'om Reb Elezer, Chayav Lechli Dal Suzla Sukkot, the Russian Chayav Mash, the Kim Gomeru, Bimloa, Kalo Yotte, Chavu Sukkot, Lezem, and Forge, Chayav Reb Elezer, Masha Matsu Khafil Bidyevid, Rak Mitzilchatchila boy, Al Kain lo boy Tashlumin Bisukka. Allah Tashlumin boy. He says there's a chiyuv to have 14 sudas. Of course, where should the sudas be taking place? In the sukkah. If you didn't, then you don't need Tashlumin in the sukkah, but you need Tashlumin. Right? Lo boy Tashlumin sukkah, but Tashlumin boy. In other words, the chiyuv of achila, the chiyuv achila in the sukkah, but it's not because of The matzah just tells you there's a special chiyuv the first night, but in terms of tashlumin, it's not the same. And, So again, it comes out according to Tosus and according to the Chachma Shlomo and Rashi and so on, Machlokas, where does this tashlumin take place? Okay, the way the Rashi comes out, at least according to Chachma Shlomo that way, and the Tosus HaRosh says it, and the Tosus here says it, where is this tashlumin taking place? Indoors, Shmei Atzeres. The whole question of Baal Tosef doesn't get off the ground. According to the other Rishonim, okay, where is this tashlumin taking place? In the sukkah. So they have to give different territories as to why it's not Baal Tosef. Okay, that's what comes out. The other part of the machlokas is what exactly is meant by Rabbi Elazar when he says chazabo. What was he chazabo? What do you think in the first place? What was he chazabo? Yeah.
According to the there, if you make a sukkah that's more than a kazai, balasim kabeza on yantiv.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't say the chiyuv of suda. Would that need a tashlumin?
He only specified for Shabbos.
And would that need a tashlumin?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know. The pashtus is, that's a question. The Ritva talks about, we didn't discuss it, I think the Ritva talks about what's the chiyuv of the suda, what amount would you have to have? I think you raised a similar question. Take a look at the Ritva. We didn't do it, but I think someone in the Ritva asked that question. That's our focus. There's my hope is what it thinks on. I'll take
a look. Sorry.
No, before that though. Before he talks about what is a kezias or kebetza, what's the chiyuv? Mm-hmm. If it's al tzachila. Well, sukkah, you need more. That's your risk.
But the yarach and eris, if it's a
kebetza. I think.
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
Harry said that those who say that Rilez was closing around the fact that he needs 14 meals would say that there still needs to be indoors.
Is, yeah, yeah. No. If he's yes, yes.
Indoors.
Yes, yeah.
But despite that, I mean, didn't we have other ways to deal with it?
I'm saying it boils down. There's two issues: what it was, it was a chosen. The second issue is where is the tashlumin taking place?
Right.
Okay. Now the question we'll deal with tomorrow is this mini targima issue. Okay, because the Gemara will ask. How do you make it up when, how do you make it up when you're eating anyway because it's junk food? All right, and at the very end, with that tomorrow, we'll finish up. I just want to see about how many Tajima plus the Shal Shuda since the toast is putting up Shal Shuda. Okay.
Is there shear this Sunday?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you mentioned. I think we're not going to shear. This Sunday is the investiture of the new president.